looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shade. We are days away from sports betting in Tennessee, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. All you got to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I've done it. Many at the station have done it. It's easy. Register early. Verify. Use the promo code 3OUT, and you'll get $50 in free site credit as soon as sports betting and FanDuel Sportsbook goes live. That's promo code 3OUT, $50 in site credit as soon as FanDuel Sportsbook goes live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Might be a good thing that that's coming during a bye week so that everyone just doesn't go crazy on the Tennessee game.
I mean, me and Fulkerson are the only two people who haven't downloaded it just because we're the only two people who are under 21 here. But from what I've heard, fantastic sportsbook app.
There's a lot of different FanDuel apps, so just make sure it's the sportsbook app. Verify, promo code 3OUT, you'll get $50 in site credit.
Use whatever promo code you want. I'm not going to get free shout-outs.
I got you. Well, you're on this show now, so pipe down. Pipe down, youngster.
Promo code 3OUT.
Thank you. Or overtime.
Overtime, one word, all caps.
Okay. The SEC slate, maybe it's just me. I think this is a pretty good slate, considering all the teams that were on by last week. It was kind of ho-hum. This isn't bad. You got Georgia at Kentucky at noon. That is the lone noon game. You said Georgia is favored in that game by 15?
Correct. What do you want to see from that game? Do you want to see Kentucky keep it close? Will that make you feel better?
No, it wouldn't. They lost to Missouri. Like there's nothing Kentucky can do the rest of the way to make me feel better about 35-7. It has nothing to do with them.
34.
Was it 34?
Yeah.
Oh, even better than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could beat Georgia, and I'm not going to say, oh, see, Kentucky, good. No, you gave that game away.
I mean, I've already hammered Georgia minus 15. I think they'll win by 20-something points.
Well, I mean, Will just said it. Like, what is Georgia's defense really, really good at?
Stopping the run.
What is Kentucky really, really bad at? Running. Passing.
Oh.
They're better at, like, I'm saying, like, they're so bad at passing, they don't even try.
I wasn't paying attention. I was just trying to fill in the words.
No, Davey, I think you're safe there. I think you're safe to hammer the dogs. LSU at Auburn is your CBS game of the week at 3:30. I really don't know what to expect from this one.
I don't even know who LSU's starting at quarterback.
TJ Finley. He's Miles Brennan back. Is still out.
Okay.
Really?
It says reason is injury, but I don't know how much it's injury and how much it's TJ Finley looked really good scoring 52 on who they play, South Carolina?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think South Carolina is, you know, a bunch of world beaters, but to score 52... that's impressive. Yeah, Finley looked awesome. Three-star, true freshman. What is he, like 6'5", 240? 6'6", 240? He's a monster. He's like Jamarcus Russell 2.0. Obviously, Miles Brennan, I believe, will be the starter when he gets healthy, but Finley making a case moving forward. It's also really frustrating to see a true freshman quarterback at LSU be so ready with the exact same circumstances that... Anyway, LSU favored by 3 in that one. I believe it is at Auburn, correct? Yes, at Auburn. Is that one, if Gus loses it, does the volume get turned up? Like, they've escaped twice now.
Careful, it was his birthday yesterday. Be respectful.
Happy birthday. Share his birthday with Alex. That's neat.
You got a Waffle House?
It was Alex's birthday yesterday?
It was. Did you wish him a happy birthday?
No.
Nope, that's a mistake. Is this a game that if you lose at home, the Fire Gus gets turned up? I mean, I get it, right? Like, they stole one against Arkansas. They stole one against Ole Miss. So, in a way, the fans can judge him as if he lost those two games. Does he need to beat LSU to keep his job? Or is this just a weird year and they're not going to roll him anyway?
Are Auburn fans smart enough to realize they should have lost those games, or are they buying into we won those ball games?
The luck.
Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of those games, right? You can say, yep, we won them. But you can also use them as ammunition against the coach if you need to. And I'm just wondering, I don't think it's going to happen, but if LSU were to just absolutely roll Auburn, start to wonder if the Fire Gus Malzahn volume gets turned back up until he probably beats Alabama later in the year, because that's just what Gus Malzahn does.
I think the bench Bo Nix movement will start before the Fire Gus Malzahn's.
Do they have anybody behind him?
No idea.
Not Joey Gatewood. I don't know. That's worth looking up. I don't know what their backup quarterback situation looks like.
No idea. The 4 p.m. game is Ole Miss at Vanderbilt. You know, I'll say this. I think Ole Miss will roll Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt not very good. That game in the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years has been a pretty good ball game. Like, there were a couple of really good matchups. I think there was a year where they played at Vanderbilt 2 years in a row, or there was 2 years, obviously. They played at Vanderbilt to start the season 2 years in a row. I expect Ole Miss to handle Vanderbilt, but that's a sneaky one that could be maybe a little better than expected.
How many points do you think Ole Miss is going to score?
It's a fast track. Are they completely healthy now?
Why do you ask me questions you know I don't know the answer to?
I don't know. I figured you had studied some of the games from this weekend.
Grant Loy is the backup for Auburn. He's a grad transfer from Bowling Green.
I think Ole Miss scores like 38 to 45, somewhere in there.
Over-under set at 64.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I
their defense isn't very good.
Taking the under, though.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think even with how bad Ole Miss's defense is, Vanderbilt can put up close to 20. I mean... That's assuming that Ole Miss is also able to score 44.
Again, Ole Miss defense, not very good. Mississippi State at Alabama at 7 on ESPN. Did you guys see the list of departures from Mississippi State surfacing yesterday?
Yeah, Leach is basically getting a bunch of people out of there. People that he doesn't believe are bought in. He's telling them to go elsewhere from certain Mississippi State reporters.
I think it's that. I mean, He was asked the question, are you surprised? He said, nope, not surprised at all, and I'm actually surprised there aren't more. There probably will be. I think he would have liked to have kept Kylin Hill. I don't think he was running Kylin Hill off, but I think Hill made the decision to prep for the NFL draft.
State fans were saying that Hill was not bought in. So
I didn't even know Kylin Hill left.
I'm not saying he wasn't. Yeah. I'm not saying he was bought in. I'm saying I don't think Leach ran him off. I think this is a situation where if you're Kylin Hill, like, I'm a running back, I'm not getting carries, catching all these passes, if healthy, probably won't help my draft stock that much. Probably better to rely on tape from the previous years and focus on, not to mention he was banged up, so to focus on the draft for him actually makes some sense.
I think they've had, according to what I was reading, they've had 8 players transfer, 6 of which were not voluntary.
So he's just cleaning house.
Yeah.
And probably going to have quite a few more.
Was Power Warren one of them?
Don't know.
Schrader left voluntarily.
Yeah, Garrett Schrader left. Backup quarterback.
I don't think Leach had a problem with his attitude or anything like that, and I can't remember the other.
What's the line in that game? Have you seen it?
30.
30?
Mm-hmm.
You taking Bama? You going to roll your money over and take Bama plus 30?
I'm probably minus 30. I'm not going to touch it. I would be interested to see. I mean, Mississippi State, they had a bye week last week, didn't they?
I believe so.
Let's see. I mean, obviously they're in a complete rebuild right now, even though things started the season well for them. But
yeah, the way they started. I mean, I didn't think they were going to win 9 games, but I remember on this show us talking because their schedule actually set up fairly well, thinking they could win like 6, 7, 8 games. And the wheels have completely fallen off of that thing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and it could have just been me, but I feel like we talked about them like giving Alabama a shot at the end of the season for the West.
I don't remember that. I remember thinking, at that point, Auburn wasn't very good. They had beaten LSU. Maybe they could challenge. A&M looked awful against Vanderbilt in week 1. I don't think I ever thought like
I thought they were the number 2 the at least. Yeah, no, I thought they were number 2 at least.
After week 1, it was hard not to say, yeah, they're probably the second best team in the West.
When we did the SEC Survivor, we all agreed that he was going to be the leading passer that next week, and I mean,
yeah, it's been all downhill.
Do you think they keep it within 30?
No.
No.
No. Not at all. I mean, Bama's going to do what Barry Odom in Arkansas did. They're going to drop, 7, 8 guys in coverage. They're going to force Costello to take the check down. You don't have Kylin Hill. Bama's defenders are super fast at recognizing the check down and making sure that they don't get broken tackles. No, I think Bama, they're going to name their score, and they're not going to give up much. I mean, who was it that allowed 2 points to Mississippi State?
Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, if Kentucky can hold them to 2, I'm not necessarily predicting a shutout, but I think if Bama wanted to, they could absolutely do that. A big one for Tennessee fans, keep an eye on. Arkansas at Texas A&M, 7:30, SEC Network. currently Texas A&M favored. Have you seen that line?
I got 12 and a half on.
That's what I got too. Just checking. 12 and a half at Texas A&M. I don't know if this is an appropriate question. Is there anything you want to see from that game? Like, do you want Texas A&M to just dog stomp Arkansas? Maybe have them a
couple injuries.
Oh, okay, well, you can't say that.
Isn't that back-to-back games for us?
You can think it. You can't say it.
And in Arkansas, then A&M?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have anything I want to see out of it.
Just you're going to watch that one, though, I'd assume, right?
Yeah.
Just because it's your next two opponents?
Yeah,
little
I'm going to watch it, but it's not like I'm looking at it being like, oh, yeah, this is really what I'm keeping an eye out for. I'm just going to watch it, enjoy the game, and have, I guess, a little bit better of an idea of what I might expect to see in the next couple of weeks whenever Tennessee plays them.
Yeah, obviously, Arkansas is kind of the surprise of the conference right now. If they can keep it respectable against A&M or, God forbid, beat them, man, that's it's a big hat tip to Sam Pittman, Barry Odom, and KB.
What's the spread in that game?
12 and a half.
Arkansas lock of the week.
You
to cover it?
Cover.
So you've given it out now, and you're willing to stand by that. Arkansas covers the 12 and a half at A&M.
Yes. I don't know if I want to make it my lock of the week, but that's, I mean,
I think both teams are coming off a bye, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, man.
At A&M.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like 9 people in that stadium. It didn't seem that full.
A&M? Didn't they get accused of having like 50,000 in there or something?
Maybe. Again, you ask questions I don't know the
you're
answers to.
You're talking like you know stuff. Yeah, I was just curious.
You throw it out there like you know what you're
like
talking about.
Lock of the week,
like, right,
not a big stadium.
So I was
like,
bit of insight.
It's interesting. It's not the way I've been seeing it.
And they
anyway.
Pose a question and he's just like, and you're like, yeah, why do you expect me to know?
You get you host a sports show. I can't ask you sports questions? You get offended?
I know sports trivia. I don't know sports current.
Fair enough.
Missouri versus Florida.
Yeah, that's my lock of the week. So Florida has been shut down. They had their game canceled last week. They opened up football facilities on Monday. Missouri looked pretty good against Kentucky. I don't think I'm ready to pick Missouri to win, but I'm thinking my lock of the week is Missouri plus 13 at Florida. Missouri 2-2, Florida 2-1. I realize a lot of people say, oh, but it's like a bye week for Florida. Not really a bye week. They kind of had to do what the Titans did, where you can't go into the football facility. You got to do everything Zoom, workouts. You couldn't have any of those. I think Florida's going to look pretty sloppy. I think that defense is in trouble. Bazalacks looked pretty good.
But if you're
Larry Roundtree can run the ball.
Yeah, if you're comparing them to the Titans, though, didn't the Titans, like, right after their break, beat someone 42-17?
Yeah, it was the Bills. I just meant the shutdown part.
I got you.
But Titans also kind of cheated and had a couple workouts.
That's true.
That they didn't know were illegal at the time.
I am sure
therefore
Florida cheated.
Not cheating.
You think they worked out illegally?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. There's plenty of high schools in the area.
Just snuck them all over there to run through a practice or two? I can buy that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Missouri lock of the week plus 13. Florida will probably win. I think Missouri keeps it close. I think Missouri will have a chance to win this game in the fourth quarter if they don't blow it. But I'd probably pick Florida to win.
I don't hate it.
Fair enough. We're due a break. Do you want to do SEC or excuse me, NFL Eliminator next? Nate has submitted his pick. It is me and Nate left on the board here. I am 1-0 in NFL Eliminator this year. Awaiting my free lunch from you slackers who can never get on the same page as to when we can go to lunch. Will's always got class or
you go fishing.
You know,
like every day.
Yeah, you're the one who does things. I skip class every single day, and I would skip class to go get lunch with you guys.
I've told you I can't do Wednesday, and I'm like, all right, pick another date.
I could have gone today, but Hodges is out of town. Like, you guys keep going out of town, ruining it for everybody.
I haven't left once.
Well, you have other obligations. We'll sort this out during the break. This is 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Hour 3 continues on 3 and Out in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Have you guys ever tried to learn this dance, by the way?
I don't dance.
I mean, difficult to do it step by step. I don't even know how they choreograph something like that.
You're
ridiculous.
You're a big dance guy?
No. One time, some friends, it was a rainy day. We were bored. It was around this time of year. We decided to try to learn the Thriller dance, and it took us an hour to get 5 good seconds of it, and I was just like, we're done here.
See, I was about to say, I think you would be a king on TikTok, because that's all you have to have is the 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably kill it.
So I'm saying.
But
man,
it was banned, so I got nervous.
It's not banned.
They unbanned it because Facebook bought it?
Yeah, someone bought out.
Yeah,
it's an American company now.
Nate has submitted his NFL Eliminator pick. He has absolutely hijacked my strategy of taking the team who plays the Jets, and he's taken the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 20-point favorites this week hosting the Jets. Nate should probably feel pretty good with that pick. I am going to take the Tennessee Titans if I have them available, Dave.
You haven't picked them.
Okay.
I can tell you
I'll
that
take
much.
The Titans. I will take the Titans and survive in advance. Surely to God, they can at least beat the Bengals if even if Joe Burrow goes off. I have to hope.
I want
to
say in games decided by 8 points or less for the last 17 games, the Bengals are, maybe it's the last 16, they're like 1-10-1.
Titans have been good in close games
they have.
This year.
It's all we've played.
Minus
besides
the Bills.
One, yeah.
And should have gone to overtime against the Steelers. Gostkowski missed a 30-something yard chip shot. But, yeah, I feel the Titans are going to bounce back. They're getting healthy. They're going to be fine.
45.
This game makes me nervous for the Titans.
It makes me nervous, too, but I also don't trust Green Bay after their performance 2 weeks ago. And them and the Vikings, you know, division game, like, I don't like it. Packers are -7, but the Titans are -6. After the Chiefs, those are the next two biggest lines in the NFL. A lot of tight lines this week.
There's the Bucs
in the NFL.
I think you've already picked them.
I think I already picked the Bucs, otherwise I would have taken them.
Yeah, the Bengals obviously have issues with protecting the quarterback, but their strength is throwing the ball. I mean, with Joe Mixon out, they were able to kind of rely on that. And the Titans' weakness, in my opinion, is secondary and pass rush in general. So, I mean, them having a bad
Bengals
offensive
defense
line
is bad, which helps.
But like them having a bad offensive line, I mean, is good for us in terms of not being able to get a pass rush. That helps. But at the same time, our coverage has been bad many, many times, especially on third down.
35-29, Titans.
So a push.
Well, I actually have the Titans at -5.5.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Hmm.
If we're doing scores, 37-30, Titans.
Ooh, you had the B on the lips. You were ready.
I wanted to say it, but I'm not going to.
There's no, come on, right? Titans aren't losing to the Bengals. Bengals are 1-6.
The Bengals can put points up.
1-5-1, sorry. I always forget about the tie with the Eagles.
They've played a lot of close games. Like Davey said, they've lost a lot. But they've also played in a lot of close games. I mean, that Baker Mayfield throw to Peoples Jones was just a great play. There's really nothing you can do on that.
Yeah, didn't they lose OBJ early in that game?
Yeah.
With the ACL after a pick, a really bad pick by Mayfield, which is ironic. I mean, Jeremy Pruitt all week's been saying we got to have our receivers chase down DBs who make interceptions. That's exactly how Odell Beckham Jr. tore his ACL.
Yeah. I mean, that's also how DK Metcalf got trending on Twitter. But
goes both ways.
Baker Mayfield started 0 for 5. Odell Beckham Jr. goes down. He went 21 of 22 after that, or 20 of 21 or something like that. And his only incompletion was a spike.
Houston, you can actually take the Bucs if you want.
No, too late.
The Bucs are available to
you
me?
You took the Bucs in the first round,
oh,
not the second round.
It's too late.
Oh.
It's too late.
I'll stick with the Titans.
Ride with your gut.
I'll stick with the Titans.
Ride with your gut, man.
I'm fine. It's fine. I'll save the Bucs. Once Antonio Brown gets worked into the lineup, there'll be a sure win down the road where I can use the Bucs.
You think that's going to work out?
I think it could.
How do you think it's going to work out?
I mean, he's a really good receiver, and he and Tom Brady, didn't they work out over the summer?
I mean, they played New England together.
Yeah, a little bit there. So, like, I think there's a little bit of a relationship there, and I think that team is so – like, Bruce Arians is a good coach. He doesn't take junk. So I think if any team can – maintain Antonio Brown right now. He's playing with a quarterback he respects, a head coach he respects. Apparently he looked like $1 million in the first workout. I think he realized he made some mistakes. Hopefully he got whatever help he needed.
Tampa's a bad city to be in, though.
What is that? What do you mean?
Which, for...
He lives in Hollywood, doesn't he? Hollywood, Florida?
Oh, I thought you meant L.A. The amount of distractions that are in Tampa, I feel like.
That's true of most NFL cities.
Good point. I've never been to Tampa. I'm just going what I've seen off a Tony Hawk video game.
Good stats there. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I feel like there's a lot of things you can get in trouble in Florida with.
Like, I mean, it's a wild state. It's a wild place. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of strip clubs I feel like you can get in trouble at. I feel like Tampa's like number one for that.
You, why? Just a hunch. All right. Yeah, fair enough. Will, have you watched any scary movie lately? Movies lately? Sorry.
Like horror movies or scary movies?
Yeah, do you like scary movies? Davey and I had this conversation the other day.
No.
You don't like scary movies? I thought you were a big movie guy.
I am.
Are you a little timid around horror films?
This is real, okay? Like, this isn't a bit. I know I do a lot of things that just seem funny. My name is Sticky Will. I have panic attacks in my sleep when I watch horror movies, so I don't watch them anymore. Like, I can watch the movie and be fine, but then my dreams get the best of me. My nightmares, more rather. So, no. The answer to your question is no, I don't watch scary movies.
What is the last scary movie you watched that gave you a panic attack?
Dang, you really just put me on the spot here.
I just want to see which, you know, what kind of movies do that.
Whatever Conjuring came out when I was in middle school, I guess it was the first one. It could have been the second one.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet.
It was terrifying. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, no, I'm all tough when I watch the movie and then it's only in my sleep. Like, I get scared during the movie. It's the point of a movie. But I also, like, don't enjoy scary movies in the same way I don't really like a lot of spicy foods. Like, A, I can't handle it. But also, what's the thrill of punishing yourself? Like, you're sitting there scaring yourself on purpose. You're in the spicy foods case. You're sitting there and torturing yourself.
The chip was, it was exhilarating. Made you feel alive. I think that's why people watch horror movies.
That's fair.
They like being scared when it's not real.
I will say, like, I watched Get Out and I thought it was I thought it was really good, and it wasn't really that much of a horror movie to me. Is it like because it had a good idea and overarching premise?
It was like
premise.
A mystery drama with a scary subtext or so.
Yeah, but I mean, it still had I just don't like the movies like the Evil Clowns from Space, where it's like just too. It's the
is that,
whack.
A, is that a movie? Evil Clowns from
that's
Space.
That's a real movie. Look it up.
Okay, I might. I will say
Killer,
this.
No, Killer Clowns. Killer Clowns from Space.
Okay, I actually have seen that somewhere.
Wasn't that a
bad
90s
movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was made to be bad?
Yeah, it's like The
like
Room.
Like Troll 2? Yeah, Troll 2 or The Room, exactly. I will say this. I watched Sinister 2 last night.
The Room wasn't made to be bad.
Well, it's celebrated as if it was. It wasn't made to be good.
Tommy thought it was incredible.
The beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
And in this case,
art
the director, producer, funder. Have you seen Sinister?
I have not.
Davey, have you seen Sinister?
No.
It was recently ranked the scariest movie of all time based on average heart rate during the movie and how high it gets during the scary part. I did not think Sinister was scary. I saw Sinister 2 last night. I thought it was so much better. So much better than the first.
Are you a big scary movie guy?
Mm-hmm. Especially this time of year.
What's your favorite scary movie?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Is that a quote?
It's from Scream. Oh. You haven't seen Scream?
No.
Oh, you got to see Scream.
I know Drew Barrymore dies in the first scene. Spoiler.
Jeez, buddy.
It's old.
Spoiler alert.
It was a trivia question we used last night on Overtime.
Mm. No, you need to see. I don't know if I have I don't like some. I don't know if I have a favorite scary movie.
I like Silence of the Lambs. I know it doesn't really necessarily count as a scary movie, but it's technically under a horror genre.
I love that movie.
I like that type of movie in terms of the horror genre a lot more than I like Ghost and Goblins and Ghouls.
How do you feel about the Halloween franchise?
Is that Leatherface?
No. Michael Myers?
Leatherface is Texas Chainsaw.
Correct.
Is Michael Myers the
tall guy, white man,
the
blue
music one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Any of them?
No.
There's like 80. Rob Zombie did a remake of it. It's pretty good.
I don't know.
I would recommend it.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Rob Zombie is?
Sounds like a really bad a cappella name.
He's a musician, and then he directed some movies.
I've seen one of the Elm Street ones, and then one of the Jason Sudeikis ones. No, not
Jason Sudeikis.
What was Jason Sudeikis in?
No, just Jason.
Just he's talking about Friday the 13th.
Jason Sudeikis.
That was a weird marriage of things.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Let Will, I don't know what Will's going to do. Back after this. Big Ghostbusters guy. Those first two?
Never seen one.
Oh, God. Will, you're...
No, I take that back. I saw the female adaptation.
And with that, we'll go to the G3 Help Me hotlines. Roberto has patiently waited through the break. Roberto, what's up, man? Favorite scary movie?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, did Will just say he's never seen the original Ghostbusters
That's
franchise?
What he said.
Oh, my... Gentlemen, you're doing him a giant disservice by just finding that out and not already having it queued up for the end of the show.
I swear I've given him lists of movies, and both Ghostbusters, the first two, were on it.
Never given me
it's
a list.
Fantastic.
I tell
the
you to...
The comedic genius on display in those two movies is next to none, really. I mean, it's up there with Coming to America and Trading Places. I mean, like, it's that good. It is peak 80s hilarity. It is Bill Murray at his finest.
Bill Murray. Brilliant. I don't know if you know this, Roberto. So when they filmed the first one, Bill Murray agreed to do the movie, and then they couldn't find him. Apparently he was in, like, I really can't remember, like London or something. And he showed up the day they were supposed to start filming, hadn't read the script, and most of what he did in the movie was ad-lib.
I did not know that, and that makes so much sense. You talk about a talented dude. That guy's full-on crazy. I have a great off-air, Houston, I'll share my great Bill Murray story about Bill Murray in Charleston. It's pretty cool.
Deal.
So, guys, as far as scary movies, I'll be 40 here in a couple of months, and I'll tell you this, I don't watch scary movies. There's no edification in it. It doesn't do anything for me. The irony is, the scary movies I like are really legitimately scary because they could actually happen, like demon possession type movies, like
The Exorcist.
I guess The Exorcist would be the most common example, right? The Exorcist didn't scare me at all. It made me go to church.
Yeah, that's how I feel about, like, The Exorcist.
If a scary movie makes you go to church, that's a scary movie. I'm sorry, what?
Like, Omen. It's like, oh, this could really happen, and it's, like, based on, biblical stuff. Those are the scary ones to me.
That's what scares me. As far as, like, I guess the last scary movie I really watched was the new It. And it's, I mean, it'll shock you, but it's kind of what I expected. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
it was a remake.
It's not as good as the original adaptation.
I wouldn't really put...
I like both.
Yeah, the new ones for the I like the adult cast, and I also thought the young cast did a really good job as well. You kind of talk about the more demon possession type movies. I liked, I guess they would classify as like a scary movie, but like Constantine with Keanu Reeves and Legion with
I don't consider those scary movies. Those are very good movies.
Yeah,
I like Legion.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, I can watch those. But I just, gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, after 40 years on this planet Earth, three beautiful daughters, there's just no edification in watching scary movies. Not worth your time. You know, you want to read some, scary movie stuff? Just go read Revelations for like 5 minutes, and then cross reference with where we're at in the world. That's actually scary stuff, guys. I really do hope that you have a great Halloween. Enjoy yourselves. Probably won't talk, but the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life is the movie about the 2017 balls.
I don't know. 2020's making a push.
Collection for that one.
It's been a minute since you've had a postseason DVD come out about a Tennessee football team. I think the last one I can remember was 07. We have not had a postseason DVD since 07.
This will show how long it's been. I did not know that there was college postseason DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
I knew there's always the NFL commercial, like Super Bowl champs, get your merch now. I've never seen a...
Tennessee used to do it every year when you were winning, 9, 10, 11 games, and then they just stopped because, we're winning. Like, they never did one for a Butch year because they always ended so poorly. Obviously, Dooley didn't get one. Kiffin didn't. It's been a minute. They used to do them after big seasons in basketball. Bruce Pearl would have DVDs. Now we just... everything ends in such disappointment.
DVDs aren't even cool anymore. What are you going to do with a DVD?
Watch it?
Yeah, but you can just like look up the video on YouTube.
That's true, and that's probably had a lot to do with it. It's like, oh, why would I need a highlight DVD? I can just go watch all the highlights I want on YouTube. It's a good point. It's fair.
I do agree with Roberto, and I think that's kind of what I was reiterating on Monday or whenever. What days you come in? Well, Tuesday. It would have been Tuesday.
I'm here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, guys.
Right. I know. Just
we didn't know. We didn't talk. Or we did after he left. That's what it was. Yeah.
and
talking about me?
Well, no, I actually thought you would be a scary movie guy, and I was disappointed that we didn't get to it before you left, but apparently you're not a scary movie guy. I haven't seen Ghostbusters. But
yeah, like I don't really get too involved in watching the scary movies. It's just not that much satisfaction for me. I'd rather watch something that I consider like a thriller or a comedy, even action.
Something that
films.
Makes you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was, you took the words right out of my mouth. I like thinking while I'm watching a movie, not just watching, waiting for the next jump scare.
Yeah, I know they're not called, but like puzzle movies where not even necessarily mystery, just where you're trying to figure something out the entire time.
Like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is a movie that comes to mind where like you have to pick up on pieces each scene to kind of put the whole story in perspective.
Yeah.
Those are the movies I like. It's kind of the same reason people watch scary movies, to keep the anticipation, but I don't like the anticipation of waiting for a jump scare.
Anything Christopher Nolan does is a mind bender. Those movies you have to watch like 3 or 4 times to really kind of pick up on them.
I was telling Davey I watched a movie the other day and I just did not understand it. I was going to have to watch it back. The Other Side of the Wind, Orson Welles' final project, finally completed after 40 years. Most confusing movie of all time.
What's the what's Nolan's newest movie?
Tenet.
People have said that one is a mind bender.
It looks good.
I've heard mixed reviews on it. Like apparently people who were able to pick up on parts of the quote-unquote mystery really liked it, and then a lot of other people just said it was long, boring, and slow.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, my best friend who really enjoys those types of movies, who's, like, a really big fan of Interstellar, like myself, he loved it, so I know, like, whenever I do watch it, I'm going to enjoy it.
From what I picked up, the premise is time is moving backwards, but they're moving forwards throughout time kind of deal, but I don't really know what the idea of... I know it's a spy movie, but I don't know what the actual whole thing of it is.
Might have to check that out. I've gotten, like, 20 submissions for the movie Strangers as... one of the movies that our audience has said is the scariest, freakiest movie. And one of their reasonings that I've gotten multiple times now is that it's something that could actually happen. Have either of you seen Stranger?
Stranger Danger was always a big concern when I was little.
It's Liv Tyler. I'm trying to pull up it on IMDb here.
I think I remember the previews for this movie.
Like I said, like I usually, there's got to be an actor and actress in a movie that I enjoy watching to really pull me into it.
With no Vols game this weekend, we should just do a live stream of watching a scary movie.
Here we go. Glenn Howerton's in it, Will.
I love Glenn.
Yeah.
And Strangers?
Yeah.
There you go,
that's,
Will.
That's Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Gotcha. Put it on the list. That's going to be a very different role for him in that movie.
And he might play a serial killer again.
Dennis is a serial killer is an episode that he's referring to on that.
I'll take your word for it.
It's not really one episode, but yeah.
Oh, here we go. This is where you guys argue over sitcoms again?
When was the last time we argued over sitcoms?
You've argued over The Office like multiple times.
Yeah, and I was right every time.
How?
I don't really remember the arguments, but I don't
remember.
Have
you seen Paranormal Activity?
No.
You? That's another one. Says they're all creepy. Haven't seen it.
I never really liked those because it felt like it was trying to be too real, and then it was like it's just fake. It was like a mockumentary.
We were talking about M. Night Shyamalan movies the other day, and I'm probably going to go and try to find some of his stuff that I haven't seen.
I don't think I've ever seen an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Really?
You haven't seen The Sixth Sense?
No, too scary, man.
No.
When I was little. And so I just never got around to it.
You need to watch Signs. Signs is a great film.
Never heard of it.
It's Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix.
The Happening with Happening. Marky Mark.
That sucked.
I liked The Happening. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, you always say, like, add it to the list. Watch the movies on the list.
You've never given me a list. Because I tell you to add it to the list.
But then you just bring up movies and you're just like, oh, you should have watched that one. That one's on the list. But you've never given me a list. Like, Ghostbusters, you've never
once told
me.
When I tell you to put it on the list, never once told me to keep the list. I just tell you what to put on the list. So you're not doing the job of keeping the list. That's on you.
We need to get together and get a list.
You know where I work. You know where I am most of the day.
You gave me like the list of, what is it, Skynyrd songs or what?
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. I knew it was one of those L words.
They're folky songs. Did you listen to any of them?
I did. I was about to say I really enjoyed them, but with your attitude, I think I didn't enjoy them anymore.
Fair enough. A little bit of breaking news. Apparently, Nebraska has found an opponent for this weekend.
In Uzbekistan?
No.
No. Oh.
In Tennessee, actually.
Hmm.
Final break of the program, back after this. Final segment of the program. Thank you for listening. If you missed any portions of the show, go check out the podcast. It's available anywhere you get your podcast. Just search Fox Sports Knoxville. Davey wants to rank Halloween candy, which is, I guess, really just ranking candy.
But on Halloween.
I guess, yeah. What you would typically get on Halloween.
Nebraska's playing Tennessee Chattanooga there.
It was UTC, not Uzbekistan there.
Uzbekistan, he said he wanted to play football anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter if it was Uzbekistan. That was his preseason.
I have a
comments.
Feeling he would not have gone and played in Uzbekistan.
If there was Bless an aircraft you. Carrier big enough for them to play on, I think they would play in Uzbekistan.
You continue to be all in on the
football
aircraft
on
carrier football on a boat football game. Yes.
Print the shirts.
I guess we can get into the Big Ten stuff a little bit more tomorrow. Barry Alvarez has come out voicing very loud frustration at the 21-day isolation for players who test positive. I mentioned this earlier. Florida apparently this weekend will be without up to 10 players against Missouri. So, again, lock of the week. I'm taking Missouri to cover, probably Florida to win, but we'll do our score predictions and all that tomorrow. All right, Davey.
Derrick Henry was AFC Offensive Player of the Month for October.
That adds up.
Yep.
That adds up.
The big question with this debate that we're about to get into, I think we all have to decide, are you a chocolate guy or a fruit guy?
Chocolate guy. And I'm not a big chocolate guy. I just don't like fruit candy. Like, I'm not a big Skittles guy. Never liked Starburst. Never liked Now and Laters. What are the other ones with the...
Now and Laters was just such a weird step from Starburst and Skittles. Smarties? Pixie Sticks?
Not a big...
Dip.
Nope.
Wow.
Not a big fan.
I really like Starburst and Skittles. I would put them up there. I mean, I'm a big chocolate fan whenever you're looking at chocolate, though. Like, I don't really care that much about chocolate that has, like, the caramel with it, but I am...
Not a Milky Way guy?
No, but, like, Twix. I think Twix are really good.
That has caramel with it.
What about
nougat?
No, Twix has no nougat. Twix is cookie, caramel, and chocolate.
You sure on that?
Positive.
This is an episode of Seinfeld.
You might be thinking of Three Musketeers.
Twix is known for the cookie crunch. Yeah, Three Musketeers is nothing but nougat. I hated getting Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers are whack. My favorite Halloween tradition, and this might have just been my house, we would all take our pillowcases. Life hack. Never bring like one of those stupid baskets that's Spider-Man's head or anything.
No,
always do a pillowcase.
Always.
You just get more. There's no reason to flex with a bucket, but you get your pillowcase, and we would go and play poker with our candy, and I would always...
That actually sounds like that sounds like a fun game. Mm. How did you weight, like, you know, because it's... Were they all equal? Like,
We would kind of take our candies out and kind of set a basis of, like...
These are worth a dollar bet, or...
Almond Joys are a penny, type of deal.
Almond Joys are fantastic.
Almond Joys are the most overrated candy, and I will not stand for anything about them. No.
They are very
good. I like it better than Skittles. Sorry.
That's a terrible take. That's one of your
worst.
The
mini Almond Joys, too, are like...
They're a little better.
Those are perfect.
Yeah, like, I've never bought a full Almond Joy, but the little ones, they're good. The ones I hated the most were the little orange, black wrapper, and I don't even know if I ever opened one. I have no idea what's
Reese's?
In.
Reese's?
No, like, it's literally just orange wax paper rolled up on the ends, and there's candy in it. Never had it. Or the ones that have the foil strawberry wrapped.
Oh, those are old people candies, yeah.
You guys like sour gummy worms?
I love sour gummy worms. Some trolleys.
Not a big fan.
I like Kit Kats, too. Kit Kats are really good.
Kit Kats are good.
Bunch of Crunch is incredible, even though you don't really get that much for Halloween.
Mr. Good Bars, underrated.
Whatchamacallit. You ever had a Whatchamacallit?
It's good. I like Reese's, but they usually melt a lot faster than it seems like any other candy, so I kind of prefer
Reese's
cold.
Reese's in a freezer is the move.
Have you researched the fact that Twix has caramel and cookie and no nougat?
I also like Snickers. Does that have caramel?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well then
and
I guess
nougat.
My caramel
and
take
peanuts.
Is just
do you know what caramel is the real question. Hates Milky Way.
I don't
loves
hate it.
Caramel.
I don't hate it. Like,
I've never had a Milky Way.
Milky Way, Three Musketeers are just meh.
I've never had a Babe Ruth either.
But again, I think it might be because they don't have any crunch. I do kind of
like
a little
crunch.
Bit of crunch
I like
in the
crunch.
Candy bar.
The best Reese cup was the one that had the chocolate cookie, like the half of an Oreo baked into the bottom. That was unstoppable.
Never
had it.
That.
It was on Halloween they did it. It didn't last long.
I will say there is a very major difference between a Reese's and a Reese's
pumpkin.
Yes. Yeah. Same with the Christmas tree, same with the egg. You get more peanut butter. The peanut butter's a little staler, I think.
Yeah, it's like it's thicker, right? Like it's not as creamy.
You got to be careful with the whole peanut butter to chocolate ratio. There's a perfect match there. You got to be careful with it.
Well, which is it?
I mean, the original Reese's is
original. So you don't like the over peanut buttered holiday versions?
I mean, I wouldn't say I don't like them, but they're just not as good.
Interesting. Fascinating.
What about candy corn?
I'm not going to sit down and eat a bag of candy corn. The candy corn slander is a little over the top.
Candy corn is good.
It's fine. I would never choose it, but if it's there, yeah.
Candy corn is Teddy Bridgewater. Perfectly average.
Interesting. Some good, some bad. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I'm fine with that. That's a weird comparison. I don't necessarily like it, but I'll agree. I'll move forward.
Thank you.
That's fine.
That's all you have to do.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
We'll be back.
Happy Halloween. We will be back tomorrow. Stay tuned to Fan Run Radio. Keep it locked in all day. The Blitz is next. This has been 3 and Out. We'll see you at 7 a.m. tomorrow.